USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Americans have been traveling this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued warnings against traveling over the holiday. While the overall number of travelers is still down, the TSA still reported a massive spike in the number of people passing through airports, the most since the pandemic began. Sunday is expected to be a busy day at the nation's airports. Will the gatherings cause a massive spike in coronavirus cases? Dr. Marty McCary is a physician and professor of public health at Johns Hopkins and a Fox News contributor.
Well, look, I think we're going to see a series of rolling increases. The trend is not a good trend. I don't think we have to worry about a mass spike with rationing at the doorsteps of our hospitals like we were concerned about back during the days of New York in March and April. But look, people need to take this thing very seriously.
McCary says 90,000 people are in the hospital at this time with COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
As coronavirus cases surge again nationwide, the Supreme Court late Wednesday barred New York from enforcing certain limits on attendance at churches and synagogues. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Nowacki has the story.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom, because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Nowacki.
In response to the ruling, President Donald Trump tweeted out, "Happy Thanksgiving." Trump has repeatedly pushed back against shutdown measures to curb the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
State officials in Illinois are investigating a coronavirus outbreak at a veterans nursing home that has infected nearly 200 residents and staff and killed 27 veterans. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's office and the state's Department of Veterans Affairs are attempting to determine what caused the outbreak at the state-run LaSalle Veterans Home in LaSalle, which is about 90 miles southwest of Chicago. The department has requested an independent probe into the facility, which was the focus of a state Senate committee virtual hearing on the outbreak. At least two suspects have been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of a Texas State University football player who was killed during a drug deal gone wrong this week. A manhunt was underway for two additional suspects who police said were involved in the shooting death of 20-year-old Cambrail Winters, a Houston native and the defensive back for the football team. Just what is your cat saying?
Since reading a cat's mind is impossible, Javier Sanchez is currently developing an app called Meow Talk that promises to translate your cat's vocalizations into something humans can understand. He helped develop Amazon Alexa and now works for tech company Akvelin, and his team has found that cats often have one of 9 different intents they are trying to relay when they meow, and each message has its own type of meow. Cat owners who download the app are able to record their cat's meows and then get a translation of the sound. Meow Talk is still under development and is continually being refined and updated. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kevin Bessler.